KBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. Police in Nashville are being credited for stopping the shooter who stormed a private Christian school and killed three children and three staffers. Authorities identified the attacker as 28-year-old Audrey Hale. Police Chief John Drake says a motive to yesterday's attack is still unknown.
We feel that these students that were targeted were randomly targeted. There was not any particular student that she was looking for at the time of the incident.
Police say Hale was able to buy firearms legally. It is the latest mass shooting to rock the nation. Here's ABC's chief justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas.
There have been 131 mass shootings with four or more people wounded or killed so far this year. That's compared to 113 at this time last year. So far this year, 193 have been killed in such attacks.
This is ABC News. Britain's intelligence agency has increased the terror threat level in Northern Ireland from substantial to severe, meaning an attack is highly likely. This comes ahead of President Biden's trip to the region to mark the 25th anniversary of the peace deal known as the Good Friday Agreement. Former President Clinton will also be there. The anniversary is April 10th. Embattled crypto executive Sam Bankman-Fried facing a new charge.
In 2021, Chinese authorities had frozen two of Sam Bankman-Fried's trading accounts on China's largest crypto exchanges. For months, federal prosecutors said Bankman-Fried tried everything to get them unfrozen before finally agreeing to pay a multi-million dollar bribe. He allegedly sent $40 million in cryptocurrency to one or more Chinese government officials, at which point his trading accounts were unfrozen. Federal prosecutors have now charged Bankman-Fried with violating anti-bribery provisions of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matt-Nair. Here's what you need to know. News 18 reporting Judge Janet Protasiewicz and former Justice Dan Kelly spoke at the Labor Temple in Eau Claire last night. The candidates making a final push before Election Day next Tuesday. Tune into Civic Media stations for live election night coverage starting at 7 p.m. on April 4th. Frustrated property owners in central Wisconsin trying to get some clear answers from a wind turbine company. Last night, residents in Clark County confronted wind energy company RWE, trying to find out how their land and rights will be affected if they sign contracts to install wind turbines on their property. RWE refused to attend a meeting arranged by Farmland First, an activist group trying to inform people what's involved in the complicated contracts the wind energy companies are proposing. Instead, they held their own open house. Some concerns include potential health risks, noise issues, and a decrease in property values. I'm Jane Matt-Nair. This is Civic Media News.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and
a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole. Over on
if you are 45 and older, don't let butts, stuff, get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke, Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that, stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents around the state of Wisconsin, thanks to Civic Media. You can take us with you on the go. You may be listening on your local Civic Media station here in Madison, Mad Radio 92.7 FM, WMDX 1580 AM, the Shaw in Waukesha, Lake Air up in Amory, Talk of Green Bay, WGBW in Green Bay, and so many more. Check out civicmedia.us to see that entire station lineup. It is a Tangent Tuesday. We've got an hour full of Wisconsin headlines. We're going to do some recombobulation with Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area coming up at 2:30. But it is a gorgeous Tuesday afternoon, and I want to hear what motivates you to be a voter coming up on Tuesday, April 4th. 1 week from today, we are going to have Election Day here in Wisconsin. What is motivating you to participate in this year's spring election? I want to hear your stories. 844-967-2789. E, how are we doing on this Tuesday afternoon?
Oh, buddy, it's Tuesday.
Do you have a plan? Are you motivated to be a voter on Tuesday?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I'm going on my way to work. Got to go a little bit early. Stoughton's a small town, but, you know, the lines form a little bit.
Yeah. And so on election day, you plan on voting week from today?
Just going in person, yeah.
All right. I recently found out that my early voting location changed. And so I made a plan to be a voter early. Did not make it there because I went to the old early vote location. Not the case this election. So, folks, if you've got questions, myvote.wi.gov, you can find out where your early voting location is because you could be a voter today. You don't have to wait for a week from today. If you find out where your early voting location is at the website, myvote.wi.gov, you can find out, make a plan, be a voter today. Most municipalities allow in-person absentee voting through this Friday, March 31st. So you can make that plan if you're out and about today and just want to take care of one more errand, make a plan, be a voter. If you've got something that's motivating you to the polls, whether it be today or throughout the remainder of the early voting period, or like Evan, our producer, on election day itself, what's motivating you to the polls here in Wisconsin for the Tuesday, April 4th spring general election? I want to hear
your motivations, what's bringing you out to the polls. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across civic media. And Evan, my motivation is a lot.
Me too. I live it every day.
It is the motivations, but particularly for this election, is a lot. Because, yes, every day we're living, we're trying to get through. And for far too long in the state of Wisconsin, it seems like no matter how hard individuals that share their values with me, individuals that share my values, are working overtime to try to get a Wisconsin that reflects those values. And for more than a decade, it's been a very hard obstacle to see any progress on a number of issues. Top one for me, the environment, democracy, defending our democracy. Did not know a decade ago that that was going to be such a critical aspect of politics today.
Yeah, we're at the center. We are at the center here in Wisconsin. It's insane.
Yes. And so many different values that we've been working to advance, those policies to advance those values. And the deck's been stacked against individuals here in Wisconsin that want to see the state move forward. And unfortunately, it's been like that for far too long.
And but for this, another 10 years.
Well,
at least.
For Tuesday, April 4th, things could change in that regard. Things could change depending on the outcome of next Tuesday. There could be a difference. If conservatives do not have a 4-3 majority on the state's highest court, which they have used to backstop a lot of their agenda throughout the Walker administration, and since Evers took over in 2018, to be the litigator in disputes between the legislature and the governor's office. And that backstop has prevented a lot of the Evers administration from being able to enact policy. It's green-lighted individuals overstaying their appointments on state boards that oversee a number of policies, from the environmental policies set by the Natural Resources Board to policies overseeing the universities and technical colleges in Wisconsin. There are so many different ramifications that the state Supreme Court can change the outcome of depending on who is on the state's highest court come next Tuesday. And so that's what's motivating me. I want to hear what's motivating you. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. You can be like Steve in Milwaukee. Steve, what's motivating you to be a voter between now and Tuesday, April 4th?
I have worked every election since 1994. And the reason I started working, I had long lines at my poll, and I became a poll worker. So since 1994, I've worked every election, and I know this is a very critical election. I'm preparing for a crowd, so I run the poll now, and I'm preparing for a crowd at the poll. Our last spring election broke a record for turnout at my poll, so I'm hoping to have a big turnout. Thank you much for your work. Have a good day.
Thank you, Steve. We appreciate your phone call. So that's what's motivating Steve, is he's done it every year since 1994. And that's a long time. That is absolutely a long time. And there are going to be ramifications from this election that will last 10 years. That is how long the state's highest court term is. Yep. And that's just the term itself. The outcomes decided throughout that 10-year term will ripple far beyond the next decade. And so we are here at a nexus point in Wisconsin. And if you don't believe me, what could be decided of from who is on the state's highest court? Let's take a quick dumpster dive into last weekend's Friday night news dump that you may have missed. And we didn't get to it yesterday. We had a pretty jam-packed show full of callers yesterday for the Monday afternoon edition of Dueling Tangents. If you missed any portion of that show, you can check out the podcast, civicmedia.us. Click on the show page. You can go to Dueling Tangents, see yesterday's episode and all the previous renditions of Dueling Tangents. But the dumpster dive from last Friday, let's back it up real quick. Thank you, Evan. We had a story over at the Associated Press for Wisconsin, written up by Scott Bauer. The headline, Disabled Voters disabled Wisconsin voters say absentee law not followed. And for those of you who have been listening to Dueling Tangents for some time now, this may not be a huge surprise for you. For those just tuning in, and you're saying, what? Why are absentee laws not being followed here in Wisconsin? Well, it's because of the legal battle that has ensued surrounding absentee voting since 2020. Republicans made absentee ballots the boogeyman. Throughout the 2020 election, people shifted to voting to absentee. People of all natures, Republicans and Democrats alike. And then, all of a sudden, Trump used it to be the scapegoat, the boogeyman for why he lost the 2020 election. It was the area he could point to malfeasance. And so, since the 2020 election, the state's highest court has outlawed absentee ballot drop boxes. They're no longer able to use in this upcoming election. You can't use an absentee ballot drop box anymore. Conservatives went and cherry-picked in a Waukesha County court a judge that outlawed them. And the state's highest court, with its current 4-3 conservative majority, upheld that lower court ruling. But one of the other provisions in the fight around absentee ballots since 2020 is that disabled voters have the ability to receive third-party assistance from anybody in their life. Any third-party actor can return their absentee ballot if they themselves are disabled and cannot put that ballot into a mailbox or return it personally to their local clerk. And so conservatives, in suing to try to prevent absentee ballot drop boxes from being used, were really getting around how absentee ballots could be returned. And in the state's highest court, it kind of ignored whether or not disabled voters could, and it, again, deferred to the local court ruling out of Waukesha County that said only the individual voter can return their absentee ballot, which then federal courts stepped in and said, no, that is not the case. Disabled voters have the ability to vote just like every other voter, and if they need third-party assistance to return their absentee ballots, they can have that third-party assistance. They are entitled to that third-party assistance for their ability to vote to be recognized. And so this legal confusion over the last 2 years, since 2020, when Donald Trump lost here in Wisconsin, he lost the state's 10 electoral votes. Conservatives, Republicans have been waging a war against absentee voting, which has led to a lot of confusion because that state court decision is now making it so that local clerks here in Wisconsin aren't accepting a third party to return the absentee ballot for disabled voters. And folks, that is one hell of a motivating factor for me to be a voter in this upcoming April 4th election. I want to hear what's motivating you to go out to the polls. We've got 7 days left in this spring election. You can make a plan, be an early voter, now through the end of the week. Most local municipalities, you can go to myvote.wi.gov to learn more about where your early polling location is. But I want to hear what's motivating you to make a plan and be a voter between now and next Tuesday, April 4th. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, got Evan on the board, and you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Want to hear your motivations on why you're going to be a voter between now and next Tuesday. Dueling Tangents, we'll be right back.
That's my character. I'm the trash man.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunny skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 42. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for snow tonight, 23. Cloudy. Chance for snow again tomorrow, high of 31. Sunny skies and calm. Low 40s Thursday with a chance for snow. Chance for scattered showers on Friday, highs in the mid-40s. A dusting of snow tonight with another dusting Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 42.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley. EX, the truth you can't ignore.
Sometimes you wonder if we're welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to share tangent with us on this Tuesday afternoon, 844-967-2789. We are talking motivations to be voters between now and next Tuesday, April 4th, Wisconsin's spring general election. What's motivating you to get out to the polls and participate in democracy here in Wisconsin? We got 7 days left to do so. Want to hear from you. Again, the number to call, 844-967-2789. You can be like Dick here in Madison. Dick, what's motivating you to get out to the polls between now and next Tuesday?
I don't want to sound too alarmist, but anything I can do to stop the rise of fascism in this state. Secondly, I have a question. You guys are a lot more plugged in. That extremely scares me, this assembly seat that we have to win, as I understand it, or they get a supermajority whereby they've already signaled what they'll do, try and impeach the governor, disavow this election we're talking about, for instance.
Yes.
It's just crazy.
So that is an excellent motivation as well, Dick. The fact that there is a special election in Wisconsin's 8th Senate District near Milwaukee, kind of the north side of Milwaukee, as well as some of the portions of the Wow counties, I believe Waukesha or Washington. And I don't know if it gets to Waukesha County. I don't know the district specifically myself that well. But the 8th Senate District is a gerrymandered district here in our state legislative maps. And yes, the outcome of that special election will determine whether or not Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature have a supermajority in the state Senate. Now, my understanding is impeachment is a two-thirds vote out of the state Senate, and Republicans have already floated that they might start to use it. Very different tune than the bipartisan, oh, kumbaya, let's have a reset that some legislative leaders have said. But one of the candidate, Dan Knodel himself, has said that he was interested in or at least open to the object of impeachment. And that story, and talking about gerrymandering being a motivation for some people to get out to the polls, Dan Schaefer, columnist of the Recombobulation Area, going to be joining me at 2:30, going to have a conversation surrounding that. I appreciate the phone call, Dick. But that is an excellent point. The holding off fascism here in the Wisconsin, holding off individuals just deciding that they're going to change the results of an election if they don't like the outcome of that election. That's a very scary stance. And again, did not think we would be here 10 years ago when this seat was last up for grabs.
We were boring 10 years ago, you know? Pretty vanilla. I remember feeling, and I've said this before, just feeling sort of lucky to live where we do.
Yeah, you know? 2013 was a long time ago, folks. Yeah. And the next time that this seat will be up on the state's highest court will be 2033. So those are the ramifications. Want to know what your motivations are to head out to the polls, be voters between now and Tuesday, April 4th. 844-967-2789. What's motivating you to the polls, Joanne and Madison?
Hey, I'm going to ditto what Dick said, but I'm not as depressed because there are some great, great, great options for us. Michigan got rid of some of its gerrymandering, and now it's got good, good union laws now. They got rid of the right to work and all that. And Minnesota. Minnesota has school lunches for and breakfast for free for students. And of course, we know that Illinois has got legal pot. I mean, all these other states are doing it well. Why can't we? So I voted proudly absentee for Judge Janet. Thank you so much for your incredible programming.
Well, thank you so much, Joanne. I appreciate that. And that is excellent to hear. The examples that we are seeing in our neighbors here in the Midwest, Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, absolutely a motivating factor for, I think, a lot of Wisconsin voters between now and next Tuesday. And so there's already examples out there of where our state could head. But we've been stuck in kind of this Republican stranglehold for our state for far too long. And again, conservatives have used the state's highest court to prevent and just been a litigator for conservative interests. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. The Brian jokes all the time, but it's the we will litigate. I forget the exact acronym that Brian came up with, but it's literally been the venue that conservative interests in Wisconsin have litigated their grievances through, even during the Evers administration, to prevent any progressive, liberal, democratic values or even any common ground to be found on any of these issues. Our guest coming up, Dan Schaefer, columnist of the Recombobulation Area, just had a piece out last week talking about the state's gerrymandered maps. And Dan starts the piece over at the Recombobulation Area, which I highly recommend you subscribe to if you're not already, talking about the first legislative calendar that Evers had when he came into the governor's office. And Evers did not get his budget passed the way that he wanted. Republican lawmakers stripped out a lot of his priorities. But in the fall of 2019, a provision that is supported by nearly 80% of Wisconsinites, expanding background checks and instituting a red flag law here in Wisconsin to prevent domestic abusers from having firearms. Again, 4 out of 5 Wisconsinites supporting those issues. Evers called a special session for the legislature to debate his proposals on advancing those priorities, something that should easily pass in a purple state of Wisconsin. But unfortunately, the Republican legislature took a different tactic. They gaveled in and gaveled out. They did the same exact approach to every other special session called by the governor throughout his first 4 years. And I'm not saying it's a guarantee, but a different makeup of the state's highest court in 2023 and going forward could mean that we could revisit the maps here in Wisconsin. And Dan Schaefer and I are going to talk about that a little bit more coming up. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. Follow us on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. We're going to continue the conversation on the other side of this break.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubosky. Police in Nashville are being credited for stopping the shooter who stormed a private Christian school and killed 3 children and 3 staffers. Authorities identified the attacker as 28-year-old Audrey Hale. Police Chief John Drake says a motive to yesterday's attack is still unknown.
We feel that these students that were targeted were randomly targeted. There was not any particular student that they were that she was looking for at the time of the incident.
Police say Hale was able to buy firearms legally. It is the latest mass shooting to rock the nation. Here's ABC's Chief Justice correspondent Pierre Thomas.
There have been 131 mass shootings with four or more people wounded or killed so far this year. That's compared to 113 at this time last year. So far this year, 193 have been killed in such attacks.
This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Microsoft is poised to develop a $1 billion facility on the Foxconn site in Mount Pleasant. The announcement came last night. Foxconn have been trying for about a year to attract a company to the site. Officials aren't saying how many jobs Microsoft might create. The village board will vote on the proposal Thursday, and the Racine County board will take it up in April. The owners of a factory farm in Kewaunee are agreeing to pay the state of Wisconsin $215,000 to settle pollution allegations. Kennard Farms is accused of improperly spreading manure in Kewaunee and Door counties, along with some other infractions. The Kennard operation includes 16 industrial farms with about 8,000 cows. The company says a settlement is better than a long and expensive court fight. In sports, the Badgers play North Texas in the NIT semifinals tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to take us with you on the go, download the Civic Media app wherever apps are downloaded on your smart device, either the Apple App Store, the Google Play Store, or if you've got some variation of a smart device that's not those two, just search Civic Media. You can go to the website, you can download the app there as well. And here on Dueling Tangents, we are joined now on a Tuesday afternoon by Dan Schaefer, columnist of the Recombobulation Area, for some general recombobulation between now and next 7 days from today, next week, the April spring election here in Wisconsin. Dan, how are we doing on this Tuesday?
I'm doing great, Luke. I just got back from voting. I just voted early at the Washington Park Library here in the city of Milwaukee. Got my, if those of you who are watching online can see my I voted early sticker on my Milwaukee Bucks hat. And I'm excited. I'm ready to go.
There you go. It's an entire outfit right there. You got the Bucks. You got the I voted early sticker. It's all set.
That's right. That's right, my man.
I attempted to go to my library, which was previously my early voting location, But it changed. So I had to go to myvote.wi.gov, and I found out City Hall now is where I have to go to be able to participate in the early voting. I'm planning on later today going to City Hall and also voting early today, Dan. So glad to hear you've already cast that ballot. I would just say it's 7 days left. Early voting in-person absentee goes through this Friday, March 31st, in most local municipalities. It does vary city by city, town by town. So you can go to myvote.wi.gov to learn more about where you can early vote, or you can check your registration status between now and next Tuesday, April 4th, and just make a plan to be a voter by that day. Polls will close at 8 p.m. on next Tuesday. So we've got just over 7 days left. Kristen Bry of As Goes Wisconsin likes to tease me because I count the actual election day for how far away the election is, and she counts up to it. So there's a little dispute between Kristen and I. How many days are left? She'll tell you it's six. I'm going to say it's seven. But folks, just make a plan to be a voter. It doesn't matter. Between now and next Tuesday. I'm not going to say the day count.
And hey, you never know. We might get hit with another snowstorm or rainstorm or sleet or stupefying heat or anything weird that might keep you away from the polls. So why not just go vote early while you can and not risk any more unpredictable weather in the state of Wisconsin on Tuesday.
Absolutely. This past weekend's winter snowfall was surprising for the first week of March, but you had some excellent viral content surrounding that. I'm glad to hear that you have made good on that and early voted today.
That's right. I'm excited.
There we go. So you've got a piece talking about a couple different things over at the recombobulation area, Dan. The first one talking about gerrymandering. As kicked off the show, asking listeners out there in the civic media audience to share what motivates them to be voters between now and next Tuesday. And one of the things that came up was the maps. The gerrymandered maps here in Wisconsin. You've got an excellent column talking about gerrymandering at the recombobulation area. What can you tell us a little bit about that piece from last week, Dan?
Yeah, so I really wanted to take a big picture look at gerrymandering in Wisconsin and how it fits into this race. And I think, you know, we heard early in the campaign, I guess not even early in the campaign, but early in the, you know, kind of run up to the primary, that Janet Protasiewicz said that the maps are rigged, and that got a lot of attention. We also have Daniel Kelly, who is, I think this fact has kind of gone a little bit overlooked in the mix, but he was the guy who, as a private practice attorney, defended these maps for Scott Walker and legislative Republicans a decade ago. So I think, you know, because of those comments and because of so many different things that is part of the job of a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, I really wanted to dig into this issue and take a real look at it. And I think, you know, if Protasiewicz were to win, that would open the door to challenges to our ridiculously unfair gerrymandered maps, where, you know, we have 64 out of 99 seats in the Wisconsin State Assembly are held by Republicans, even though Wisconsin is a 50-50 state. And it's just the only thing that can explain that kind of discrepancy is the gerrymandered maps, is the deeply unfair lines that make up the foundation of the state legislative elections.
Dan, come on. If you take out Milwaukee and Madison, the Republican legislative leaders will tell you that clearly there should be a majority of Republican lawmakers in our state legislature, because you can't account for Madison and Milwaukee. They don't reflect Wisconsin values.
Yeah, it's not real Wisconsin, right?
Yeah.
It's not real America.
I believe several different lawmakers on the Republican side of the aisle have indicated to, if not those words specifically, kind of taking that approach to justifying the very gerrymandered, like, these maps have been studied by many, many, many different groups, organizations, universities, as some of the most gerrymandered maps in the entire nation. But Republicans will tell you till they're blue in the face that no, they're reflective of what Wisconsin actually is when you take a look at real Wisconsinites.
Yeah, never mind that there are so many little blue pockets around the state of Wisconsin that have Democratic representation. You know, Eau Claire and La Crosse and Wausau and
Or and, going all the way up to northern Wisconsin, where for throughout the last decade, there were Democratic representatives for the areas of Bayfield and in northern Wisconsin. And in this last go-around, Republicans used the redistricting to their advantage and removed all Democratic representation from northern Wisconsin. So these maps are egregious. There is an opportunity. I'm not saying it's a guaranteed thing, depending on what the outcome is. The only guarantee is if Dan Kelly is the individual serving for this next 10-year term, we are locked into these maps. That is a guarantee. But there is an opportunity if Janet Protasiewicz, Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz, is elected to the state's highest court, that there may be a case brought before the state's highest court that has a different audience for the first time in more than a decade. And so is that what's motivating you to be out to the polls, Dan? Or what exactly motivated you to be an early voter today?
Yeah, it's certainly a top issue for me, right? If you followed my work at the Recombobulation Era at all over the years, you'll know I've written a lot about gerrymandering, written a lot about the state legislature. And what it really comes down to for me is checks and balances. You know, you think of the role of the judiciary, and so often it is to be to provide checks and balances on the executive branch, on the legislative branch. And I think no matter what the issue is in our legislative branch, we have this Republican-controlled legislature that, because of their impenetrable majorities, where it's more likely that they get a two-thirds supermajority than Democrats will win a simple majority, that it just has a profound effect on so many issues, whether it's abortion rights or gun safety or, you know, environmental issues, state shared revenue. You get to every issue through gerrymandering and through the legislature. And I just don't think that the current conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court has done their job in providing checks and balances for this out of control legislature run by folks like Robin Voss. And so I think, you know, the prospect of a challenge to the maps, honestly, I think they're, you know, after talking to Jeff Mandel from Law Forward, a liberal group that works on redistricting cases, I think because of the way the redistricting cycle went, I think there's going to be a case, regardless of who wins, brought forth. But, you know, if it were to be Protasiewicz, I think it would really, you know, open the door to a different kind of challenge, a different kind of way to see the way that these maps would shake out. It's certainly a top issue for me. There's a number of other top issues, but I think, you know, this one is a foundational thing. It's a foundational aspect of state government and the role of the Wisconsin Supreme Court in ruling on these maps.
Yeah, checks and balances and accountability through checks and balances is a core tenet as well. And the only accountability that we've seen in the Wisconsin legislature is from primary challengers. That's the only way these elected officials see any consequences at the polls, because they are such gerrymandered districts that it's not a 50-50 Republican versus Democrat split. It is either somebody from the far right trying to primary one of the Republican one of their Republican representatives for not going far enough. And we saw that in the 63rd Assembly District last fall, when the Assembly Speaker, Robin Voss, was primaried from the right and only eked out a primary victory by a few hundred votes. That's the only accountability that we have in Wisconsin politics right now. And a change of these maps would change that for the upcoming decade. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined this half hour by Dan Schaefer, columnist of the Recombobulation Era. And so, Dan, your next piece over at the column is talking about what this is all going to boil down to then, is turnout and who is going to participate and be voters between now and next Tuesday. Again, folks, early voting is open. Dan already did it today. I plan on doing it later today. You can go and vote and participate in this election today, throughout the rest of the week, and next Tuesday, April 4th. And Dan, we've only got a couple minutes left in this segment, but let's start the conversation about turnout and what is really going to boil down to be the determining factor for who wins next Tuesday in the state's highest court.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a election cliche to say that it all comes down to turnout, but sometimes a cliche is true. It does come down to turnout. And I think it's really important that we understand what exactly good turnout might mean in this election. So I took a look back through some recent elections for Wisconsin Supreme Court, presidential elections, midterms, to really dig in and take a look at kind of the turnout percentage among voting age adults in Wisconsin. And you might be surprised to learn that in spring elections for Wisconsin, for races like ones for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, turnout is not typically very high. Wisconsin is a pretty good turnout state generally. In the midterms and in the presidential race, I think we were over 70% in the 2020 presidential election. But at the same time, since the year 2000, only twice has a spring election with no presidential primary attached had turnout of more than 25%.
Wow.
So in 2011, when there was a Wisconsin Supreme Court race immediately following the big dust up over Act 10, turnout over that race, which was a big, huge race at the time, was about 34%. Another election in 2019, which I think there are a lot of parallels to what's happening now, the turnout was about 27%. So when you think about that, when you think about the numbers that you get for spring elections, it's so much less than a midterm or a presidential year that I think there are so many voters that you can reach and motivate to go to the polls, to make their voice heard by casting their ballot, because there are so many fewer people who know about this. Normal people who are not like us, who live normal lives.
And I'll take that as a compliment, not an insult.
Politics all day. They're not necessarily accustomed to voting in spring elections like this when it's not a presidential primary year or when there's no national election also going on. So I think it's really important to contact people in your life who might be reliable fall election voters who might not really know that this spring election is happening, because a lot of people don't.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely one of the I've encountered already this cycle so many people that were like, thank you for reminding me, because I wasn't even thinking about it. And to me, that's almost like mind-blowingly shocking that it's like this is something that I have been since the November midterms wrapped up. This has been pretty much on the radar here for Dueling Tangents and a lot of other individuals that I interact with on a daily basis. And so it's absolutely a terrific point to remind folks to reach out to your contacts, your family, your friends, your acquaintances, remind them that there is an election and encourage them to participate and be voters between now and next Tuesday. Because Dan, yeah, it is a little bit of a cliche, but it's absolutely a true cliche that this one is all going to come down to turnout. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to share a tangent with us on this Tuesday afternoon or share your motivation for why you're going to be a voter between now and April 4th, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. You can share your tangents and your motivations. We want to hear them. Got one more segment left in the day. Going to continue to recombobulate on the other side.
Earn, play, and win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Rewards Club members can earn up to $155 rewards play and $5 to use at Whitetail Crossing or to grab a bite to eat at the Swiftwater Lounge. Guests may start earning points on your Rewards Club card 7 a.m. through 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. till midnight every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Become an off-road warrior with Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Now until March 25th, guests can earn entries for one of the grand prize drawings on February 25th, March 11th, and March 25th. All you need to do is earn 25 points to receive $10 rewards play and an entry up to four times a day. One grand prize winner will win a gift certificate to Power Pack Sports and Equipment in Marshfield for a Polaris ATV or UTV, with six consolation winners being drawn to win a scooter cooler or up to $500 cash. For complete contest rules and to see the rides in person, visit the Rewards Club booth. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunny skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 42. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for snow tonight, 23. Cloudy. Chance for snow again tomorrow, high of 31. Sunny skies and calm. Low 40s Thursday with a chance for snow. Chance for scattered showers on Friday, highs in the mid-40s. A dusting of snow tonight with another dusting Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 42.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. And Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios here on Madison's Near West Side, from Mad Radio 92.7, and so many more terrific Civic Media stations around the state of Wisconsin. If you want to learn more about what we're up to here at Civic Media, check out the website, civicmedia.us, and you can learn more about the stations, the programming, and so much more. civicmedia.us. And here on Dueling Tangents, we are joined for this final segment of the Tuesday afternoon by Dan Schaefer, columnist, award-winning columnist, 10-time award-winning columnist over at the Recombobulation area. Saw you just that on the column, Dan. Really got a kick out of that. Crossing off the previous amount and tossing on there the 10-time award-winning columnist. Dan Schaefer.
That's right. We got four more of them this year. Very exciting stuff.
There you go. Anyway. Just racking them in. Just bringing them on in. The hardware. Do you get that on the day that it's announced, or they mail it to you? How does that work?
So they announce the award winners, and it's like you find out on the at like the actual event whether you win gold, silver, or bronze.
Gotcha.
So it's like you win an award no matter what, and then you just find out what level you
what
win
tier
at the
is.
Awards dinner in May. So, yeah.
Gotcha. So coming up a little bit still before you get to bring that hardware home. But the pieces that you've got over at the Recombobulation area talking about the gerrymandered maps and the fact that next Tuesday's election, April 4th's spring general election here in Wisconsin, is all going to boil down to turnout. An interesting piece then I saw over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today, or it might have been last night. I forget exactly when I came across this one, Dan. But it's very interesting that the Republican candidate in the state's special election for the 8th Senate District now floating, because again, very gerrymandered maps. You referenced the 64 out of the 99 assembly seats the Republicans hold, even though we're a 50-50 state. The current makeup of the state Senate, after State Senator Alberta Darling retired pretty abruptly at the end of last year, December of 2022, is one vote away from a supermajority. And Republicans are hoping that they can achieve that supermajority a week from today with current state representative Dan Knodel running for the state Senate. And in this race that he's running to be that supermajority vote for the state Senate, he's floating the idea, Dan, that he's open to maybe possibly impeaching Janet Protasiewicz, even though she is a Milwaukee County judge and not yet, we don't know what the outcome of next Tuesday's election results are yet. What do you make of this floating of an idea by a candidate in the state's special election for the 8th Senate District?
Yeah, I think this is pretty ridiculous. I think these comments from Knodel are pretty ridiculous. And it just shows how absurd and unhinged that the Republicans in the state legislature have become. They're talking about impeaching somebody before they're even elected. You know, they're talking about utilizing these extreme powers that they have to, you know, potentially, you know, have an up or down vote on impeaching. You know, that was kind of floated last year when right after the election, Republicans had essentially achieved that 2/3 supermajority in the state Senate. They didn't get there in the assembly. And Robin Voss went on conservative talk radio and said, hey, we've got all these new powers now. And when Robin Voss is talking about new powers that he could employ in the Wisconsin State Legislature, you should be very worried, because
your ears should perk up.
Those powers.
Yes.
Expect the worst at all times when it comes to Robin Voss. So I think Dan Knodel, you know, he's been a Voss ally in the assembly for a long time, representing some districts that maybe he wouldn't have won if the maps were a little bit different. Had some very close elections in the latter part of the, you know, 20-teens, and they moved the goalposts on his district in the assembly pretty significantly in the last election cycle. And I think it's interesting because, you know, he was running in the primary against Janelle Branchen, who was seen as and is a very extreme politician. So comparatively, he looked like the moderate, but he is not a moderate at all by any means. He was one of 15 state legislators who wrote to Mike Pence asking him to delay the certification of the election on January 6th. Certainly not a moderate by any means. And in these comments, I think it's just crazy to be saying this in this type of election. He made similar comments in a piece at Wisconsin Public Radio as well. So I think it's, you know, it's a really big part of this campaign. And, you know, Jody Habesh-Sinikin, who is the Democrat running in this district, you know, it's a gerrymandered Republican district. Alberta Darling has represented that district for 30 years. But this is the part of the state that has been shifting towards Democrats in recent election cycles. And so I think there is a chance for a Democrat to pull off an upset there.
Yeah. As you've noted, turnout, turnout, turnout. It is a special election in a spring, lined up with a spring general. It is going to be very interesting to see what the outcome is there in the 8th Senate District, along with the statewide outcome of who will be the next state Supreme Court justice for 10 years. And I think it's baffling that it comes down to the point now that it's an impeachable offense, apparently, to be not a Republican in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Because essentially the state representative who is running for a state Senate term is essentially floating the idea, well, if we don't like you because you're not a Republican, that's an impeachable offense. And we're going to be open to the idea of impeaching anybody if we get this supermajority. So that is all we need as another motivating factor. Folks, if you're listening in the Shaw, 540 WAUK 540 AM in the Waukesha area, these WOW counties, that district, talk to your friends. Get them aware of what is on the ballot next Tuesday, April 4th, because this is what some of these candidates are floating. Just impeachment for anybody they don't agree with. And that is a very interesting state of politics for a 50-50 purple state that we are here in Wisconsin. Dan, I really enjoyed
it. I just want to make one more point on turnout if I have time to. I think for conservatives, this has become a turnout the base election. I don't think Daniel Kelly is the type of candidate that's going to win over swing voters. It's all about turning out the base. I think that's what these Knodel comments are also about. So it's really, really important that we get all sorts of liberal voters, progressive voters, independent voters who want to see change come to Wisconsin to get to the polls and vote.
Absolutely. Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. You can check out his column on Substack, The Recombobulation Area. Really appreciate you joining me. We didn't even get any time to talk about the best team in the NBA, but they had a good game without Drew and Giannis yesterday, so I'm hoping they can continue against Washington tomorrow.
Chris Middleton's looking good, though.
Yeah, Chris is looking terrific. 34 points dropped last night in the absence of Giannis and Drew. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. We will be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Talk to y'all then.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. AB.